Marcus Corowa grew up around music inflected with soul. Last year, he won the Deadly for Most Promising New Talent, and now Marcus is embarking on the next stage of his career.
You know you should. Tomorrow is today, so take the risk that you have never took before. Today is that day. Live the life you've always dreamed.
Marcus Corowa, welcome to Away.
Hello, yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, last year, big year for you. Most Promising New Talent in Music at the Deadly Awards. What's been happening over the past year?
Since the Deadly Awards and winning that award, it has opened a lot of doors for me, and so I have been doing a lot of gigs around the country, as a matter of fact, and especially a lot around Sydney and regional New South Wales. And so I've just been gigging a lot and travelling a lot.
Tell us why, just in the last few years, you decided to move from Brisbane, where you were, to Sydney. What's happened since you moved to Sydney?
Since I moved to Sydney, I have... Well, I started in Brisbane, and I made the constant the decision to go out and follow my dreams as a singer, songwriter, musician, and I thought I'd move to Sydney to do that. And I've been here for 3 years now, and since then, I've just been solely dedicated to my music and just trying to make ways into the music industry. And I came here not knowing anybody, just fresh, like didn't have any like much family around or anything like that. And since then, it's been the best decision ever to have done that. And I look back over the last 3 years and see what I've achieved and where I've come from. And it's just amazing. It's I've been able to create music and write music and have little successes here and there, and I've made little goals to set for myself, and I'm slowly ticking them off the list, and it's just been an awesome journey and experience so far.
How would you describe your music? It's very positive music. It's very upbeat.
It is positive music. I would probably describe myself as a soul singer primarily, but then as a soul singer, I emerge into jazz and into rock and to blues. But I think I have a unique style of my own, and I think I push that into other genres as well.
Now, the name Corowa will be very familiar to many of our listeners. I'm thinking of Uncle Larry. I mean, I grew up around the Corowas. The Corowas coming from Chinder, but my people are down at Fingal.
Yeah, that Corowa name, it rings a lot of bell with the older generation as well, especially those that are footy fanatics. And I still get it to that this day if I'm doing a gig or something. And they go, "Oh, you're a Corowa. Are you related to Larry Corowa?" And then it's a great conversation starter.
So growing up in Bowen, at some point you picked up a guitar. I've seen a photograph of you as a little fella with a guitar there. Was music all around you?
Yeah, music. I was surrounded by music all the time. I grew up in a musical family, and Dad had the guitar just sitting around the house on the lounge chair all the time. And, my uncles and aunties played it. My grandparents played it. And it was just something that's in the family. So at a young age, I probably at the age of six, I picked up a guitar, and I got Dad to teach me a couple of chords. And, I probably would say that the guitar has been a lifelong partner of mine all these years. And I've never really taken it seriously and hardly have had a lesson on it. And, just learnt from other musicians. But, it's music. The guitar has always been something that's been there in my life, so... Yeah, at a very early age, I picked it up.
And now, when you're saying that you didn't take it seriously, but you obviously are now. At what point did you go, "This is something I could do with my life"?
It was probably like 3 years ago when I decided to make that change to pursue music as a full-time career and profession. Before that, I was working for Australia Post, and I'd been there for several years, and I just thought, this is not for me. I want to work in the music industry. And so, yeah, I made that decision to do that, which was a huge step because, you know, coming from, you know, having a full-time job and having all those, you know, benefits and everything that comes with a full-time job, you know, it was hard to step away from that to pursue something that I didn't know whether I was going to make a living out of. And I haven't looked back so far. I wouldn't swap it for anything because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all have dreams and passions. And, you know, this obviously is my dream and passion. And I'm glad that I've made the decision to and have the courage to go and follow it, you know.
Now, there's been a debut EP, The Greater You. What does that title, I mean, obviously we were talking about how your music is positive. There's inspiration in your songs. You want to be the greater you.
Yeah, that's right. The song stemmed from, a lot of my songs as well, stemmed from my background and my upbringing. And in particular, this one, it kind of stems from the fact that growing up in Bowen, we often said this word a lot, which was shame. And I think also in other Indigenous communities, South Sea Island communities, we say shame a lot. And I found that kind of, it's really negative and found it holding me back in a lot of things, growing up with that mentality. And and so I wanted to write a song that addressed, you know, hey, as black fellas, you know, we can do whatever we want to do if we put our mind to it, and we can, you know, all we have to do is just keep positive and keep believing and keep dreaming and, you know, aspire to be bigger than what we are. So yeah, that's where that song came from, and you know, the bigger version, and just striving for those things that, you know, we mightn't think that we would ever achieve or reach.
Now, how many tracks on that EP?
There's 5 songs.
Tell us about some of the other songs on that on the EP.
Yep, so there's The Greater You, and there's a song called Everybody, which speaks about identity and everybody coming together and, you know, just, you know, basically if we listen to each other, you know, we can achieve much more than what we're achieving. So there's Everybody, there's It's All Right, where it talks about, you know, that song kind of stemmed from like a family situation. And, you know, once again, it's just about being positive. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think if you're a great believer in being positive and having and believing that everything has a purpose, you know, it's not that bad. It's going to be all right. You know, my songs are quite uplifting, and I try to remain positive because I think it's a great message that, you know, we have in this in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about recording into the future? Are you looking at another release somewhere down the track?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm working on songs at the moment and doing a lot of co-writes to work on a new EP, which should be released next year. And so that's exciting, and that's taking place. So, you know, I'm quite busy at the moment doing a lot of gigs around the place and, you know, doing a lot of songwriting.
Well, we'll look forward to the next EP. Perhaps there's an album. Do you have that many songs?
Yeah, I've got a fair few, actually. I mean, I do have enough for an album, but I don't know whether it's the right way to go yet, whether I just do an EP and then see how things go from there. And you know, I'm always trying to attract attention from labels as well. And so, you know, I'm plodding along and, yeah, it's just been a great journey so far. So, I can't wait to share my music with larger audiences, especially around Australia. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's music and storytelling, I guess, through music that keeps me going. So it's been awesome.
Don't hold to the life you have. One day there'll be a change. You got to go with the flow now. Remember, one is always there. You'll never have to turn away, no. You just share your life and know that. And laugh a little more. Don't be sure of your face, cause they're all in God's hands. All aboard, and don't be angry now. Celebrate every day, then you'll feel yourself away. Life is too short to live with a closed heart. close up to the ledge and find that your purpose lies where your heart desires. So give it all up to the great that you said life is to show to live with a closed heart. Give it high on the head. Skip a little closer to the ledge and find that your purpose lies where your heart desires. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So give it all up, feeling great to you. Oh, oh, oh. Give it all up, feeling great to you. Say, give it all up, give it all up, give it all up, give it all up, give it all up. Give it all up, babe. Give it all up, 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 give it all up to the greater you.
Marcus Corowa and the title track off his debut EP, The Greater You. Marcus is performing in Melbourne in a fortnight at the Australasian World Music Expo. That's Thursday, the 14th of November. There are more details on our website, or just go to awme.com.au, and that's awme.com.au.